to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. What's that song that Melinda sang last night? I'm woman.
Hear me roar.
No, it wasn't that song. You're gonna have to dig up the American Idol clip of her singing. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. The other station
I told
played
I wouldn't
it.
Do it.
The other okay. station played it.
That's the other station. I'm doing my quotes in the air. The other station.
Welcome, everyone, to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. We have got a fabulous lineup again for you today. We're going to be kicking off our 10 o'clock hour with Peggy McCall. She's joining us. We're going to be talking at the book that I love that she's just written, Your Destiny Switch. Master Your Key Emotions and Attract the Life of Your Dreams. So we're going to be talking with her in a few minutes. And then, and popping in at 11, Dr. D will be in the house. Dr. Darvish will be in the house. We're going to be talking about Lyme's disease, what she is calling, I think she's calling it, so she'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, Benny. She's calling it the next epidemic, and we're going to hear why. I'm very fascinated about that, about hearing why. And before we bring Peggy on, we're going to pull a card, and I want to thank all of you that called in and emailed yesterday. Oh my gosh, Benny, I got emails throughout the day about the Ashitaba tea.
Well, I was slamming on the phones while you're doing the show, too. I didn't really get to listen to the show.
No, and so Linda Hayano will be back, but check out you got to go look at the website to get all the information. Great questions from you all. Yep, the tea, she said, was not caffeine. As a matter of fact, I put this to the test last night, Benny.
And?
I had some, at about 6 o'clock at night.
Oh, you were doing the caffeine thing that was going to keep you up? But
No, actually, she said it helps sleeping.
Right,
and
it's
so
the reverse.
That's an area that I need. So I thought, okay, let me try it. But you know, it looks green, so it looks like green tea. So it looks like, okay, it's going to keep me up. But I'll tell you what I did, Benny. I went to the gym and did the sauna.
Hey, all right.
I know. Are you listening to?
I'm jealous.
Are you doing it like Dr. Worsing told us to go? Kirsten told us to do.
Yeah, I'm still drinking a lot of water, and I've been trying to get to the gym as often as I can. I already go 3 days a week. So
I love that sauna thing. That was great.
I don't do that yet. I got to step up and try that.
Mm-hmm. It was fabulous. It was absolutely fabulous. But really, thank everyone out there. Now, okay, so I started with Benny saying, okay, play Melinda. And, you know, if you play Melinda, you're going to have to play the other two. So
right, so it's going to be a little more work for me.
All right, but you're up to it, honey. You're up to the challenge. Remember, Peggy McCall's on today, Your Destiny Switch.
Oh, boy.
All right? Master your key emotions. Attract the life of your dreams, all right?
Quit spinning the show back on me.
So we can be doing this. Okay, so I have to say something about the show.
Okay.
I have to. I don't know why. Okay, there are a couple of stations that are talking about both American Idol and Dancing with the Stars. And I think for the most part on this show, we talk about thriving in life. And so I really don't appreciate some of the comments that are made that are not honoring the people that are on the show.
Hmm.
Whether you like them or not, I just don't get why we have to put other people down, especially three people that have been in a contest for like 13 weeks and have gotten millions of votes. I mean, it's really hard for me to get why we have to be so condescending. So, I mean, it's just some of the comments that were made about some of the contestants was really pretty awful. And I'm thinking to myself, why was I listening to that station? I mean, how did that even get on my radio in the morning instead of, you know, Moving 92.5, of course, for my music
great
station?
Great answer.
Yes. Yes. So, like, the folks here at the station are like, okay, why was she like, well, I don't know. And all I know is that it's good. And now Linda's calling on my cell phone.
No, okay? Of course she is.
Because she's got an opinion about this.
Of course she does.
I know. We'll have to call her back. But the thing is that, you know, we talk about on this show that you honor the dignity of the human spirit. That's the, that, those are the kinds of folks I have on the show. Peggy McCall's joining us today. She is right there in the groove of this. Dr. Nooshin Darvish joining the show today. And I was in the studio this morning like at 5:30 with Benny, right, Benny?
Yes, ma'am, you were.
5:30 in the studio.
You woke me up
because
from my sleep.
I had to. I broke his little morning thing. I know. I like broke Benny's little morning watching the television thing here in the studio. And so, but we did this morning to kick off our day was we had a conversation with, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, mm-hmm. who is the CNN medical commentary. Mm-hmm. And it was such a fabulous conversation. And so my question would be for Peggy as we get ready to bring her on, what is it going to take for us, each and every one of us, to come from that place of our hearts where we can honor the dignity of the human spirit in every person on the planet instead of, you know, making comments that really are hurtful. They're hurtful. And I wonder how many of these people, if they weren't calling into another morning show here in the Seattle area, if they weren't calling into that show, had their 15 seconds of fame, would be able to really say this to these people to their face. Do you know what I'm saying? I just don't get it. It's not in support of the vibration on the planet, and it's not in support of thriving in this life. And so I want to say that my hat goes off to all of these folks that are up there, that are singing, that have had the courage to come out and say, this is my dream, this is what I love, and I am going to take action and do something about it. And my guest today, Peggy McCall, knows a ton about that. She is, by the way, and we've already had one interview together, and we had such a great time. I wanted to really bring her on so she can connect with all of our Seattle listeners and people that listen to KKNW online. She is an internationally recognized expert in the area of, you ready, everyone? Destiny achievement, whose purpose is to make a positive contribution to the lives of millions of others. Isn't that like what we're about, Benny? Doing it? And we're doing pretty good with connecting to millions. I don't know if I shared, but the Dr. Pat Show on Voice America was the number one listened to show.
Far out.
This month.
Stepping up.
Isn't that like totally awesome? The number one listened to show, like...
Period.
Like 1.2 million people on the channel. Okay?
That's
we're
nuts.
The number one in there.
It's
which
crazy.
Is great. And it's not about being number one. It's about, if you look at the back of my card... What it says is, we would like to, in 2007, we would like to reach 2 million people to help them thrive in life. That is what this is about for us. That's what it's been about from day one. Peggy McCall has been a professional and has taken her message out into the world. And, as a matter of fact, is joining us today to really help us flip that destiny switch. Peggy, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Dr. Pat. It's such a pleasure to be here to serve, and I love your intro. It's got me so excited to share some more. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm totally jazzed, but did you hear me talking about the whole American Idol thing and the people's responses? Rather than honor the talent, I mean, we all have our opinion, who's the favorite, who we like and who we don't, but what is it that, you know, brings us as a species to come to the table to, like, put somebody down? I mean, some of the comments, especially about Melinda Doolittle, man, I had to do all I could do, not pick up the phone in response, and that was my emotional reaction, which you can help me with.
Oh, for sure. But, you know, I think you and Benny have got the right response, and that is the difference that you're making, your goals to reach and touch and impact 2 million people this year in 2007, and it's things like that, it's initiatives like that that are going to make the difference. But the big challenge is there's so much negativity out there in the world. It's like a virus that's spread. It has spread, and it's still spreading. And it's like something that just needs to be squashed. And there's one emotion that can squash it.
Tell me. Or do you want to? You want to keep us in suspense?
I think you know what it is, but the answer is love.
Yes.
It's the emotion of love. Just like you're saying earlier about connecting, and what is it that we can do to love everyone, even if they're strangers. And so I remember one time Mark Victor Hansen saying to me, the bigger you rise, the more people will throw stones at you.
Oh, boy.
And I remember hearing that and thinking, what is that all about?
Mm.
Mm. And so why would people want to do that? And as I'm saying the words, I have goosebumps because my book has just become a New York Times bestseller.
Yes, indeed.
And I've had like this one particular review on Amazon.com where somebody said, I saw her promotion, she had all these goodies, and I went and signed up, and now they're selling my email addresses and I'm getting bombarded with junk mail. That is not true. And you know what? Just as you said, you know, people say things and they're hurtful, and I chose to be hurt by that. It hurt me because I come from integrity. I only come from integrity. I would never do anything like that. I've had my website for 13 years. And then it makes me question, why would somebody who I don't even know go and make a statement like that?
Mm.
And so I have to switch, right? So, I mean, as soon as I saw that, I was like, it's like my girdle was in a knot. I don't wear a girdle, but I was quite excited. And then I thought, okay, well, let's look at it from another way. Let's observe what you're feeling. Let's decide to not feel that emotion because it's not going to help me. It's certainly not going to help my husband and I enjoy our Saturday because we had all these things planned. And I just decided to switch. So I decided to change my focus. What am I focusing on? Well, first of all, just acknowledge everybody's entitled to their own expression.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just express in different ways, and that's part of why I think you're put on this earth, Dr. Pat, and why Benny's here, why I'm here, why others are here to help, you know, help really illuminate the love that we all have inside of us and help express it more than anything. And so it's really part of our journey, it's part of our role, and that's going to show up.
It is going to show up. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about this. And I pulled a card today, and as I do every day on the show. When we come back, Peggy, I will read it, and it's so in line with what you're saying. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. We'll be right back after this shorty.
After a long day that's going way too fast, there is a way to relax, warm up, detoxify, and have pain relief. It's called an infrared sauna. You sit in a warm box and gently absorb infrared heat that allows you to have a great low-temperature sweat. Afterwards, a quick shower, and you're ready for a good night's sleep. Sweating has many health benefits, such as stress reduction, immune system improvement, weight loss, and system detoxification. For more information, call Brian at 650-357-8944 or go to Bay Area Infrared. RedSauna.com. Can living intentionally really help you achieve your dreams? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about intentional living. Kristen Marie Scherline, founder of Affirmagy, will share tips for intentional living and provide powerful information on how to accomplish goals and achieve your dreams. For more information on Kristen Marie Scherline and her company, Affirmagy, visit Affirmagy.com. Because it's time to start living an intentional life.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interactions with adults. Visit seedsofdiscovery.com or call 1-888-426-1632 for more information.
Are you yearning to live a more fully expressed and joyful life? Do you want to explore and discover what ignites your heart? Heart Ignited is a potent coaching process created by Deborah Tracci, a life and transition coaching pioneer. Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about this unique process. Go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100 to learn more. That's heartignited.com or 206-236-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our Maximized Living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
MyBrothersKeeper.biz, an autism resource website that is reaching out every day to help families around the globe, providing guidance, motivation, and inspiration. Whether your connection to autism is through a child or student, join in on a journey into the wonderful world of autism. Autism affects about 1 out of 165 children, and awareness is lagging behind. So visit and help change the world, one child at a time, at mybrotherskeeper.biz. And listen to the interviews on The Dr. Pat Show.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor The Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Giving me enough time in my life to grow up.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. So you're playing Melinda Doolittle.
I had to.
So that means now you have to find Jordan.
Yes.
And you have to find Blake.
Well, Blake's a local favorite, so you know. He's from Bothell.
Yeah, that's right. Bothell, as I've said.
No, it's Bothell. Federal Way is where Sanjaya was from.
Yeah,
right.
Bothell, as I said before, is the center of the universe. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, everyone. My special guest today, wow, best-selling author, Peggy McCall. The book is Your Destiny Switch. It's more than a book, and we're going to talk about why it's more than a book. But Benny, if we could have the drum roll, I would like to share this card, just so Peggy knows the card that was pulled for today, and she will so get it.
Bing!
Here's the card. You ready?
Yeah.
I choose my response with love. I choose my response with love.
Think Simon does that?
Only when he kissed Lakeisha. You become master of your destiny. Look, they're using your words in here. You become master of your destiny when you choose your response to a difficult situation rather than blindly enacting to it. So tap into your personal power by asking yourself how you would like to respond. Wow. Did we just do like a preview to your book, Peggy?
You sure did.
But let's talk about Destiny Switch and give folks an idea of what exactly is a Destiny Switch, because I know from looking at the book cover, you can pretty much tell. But there's a reason that this book is now really moved up the charts so quickly and is a best-selling book.
Well, you know, a destiny switch is really something that's inside of us. It's not an actual switch that's on the outside of our body. It's inside. And on the cover of the book, there is a universal light switch, but I use the analogy of dimmer switches, the ones that go up and down. So they'll either illuminate the light or they'll dim the light. And so what I've created is the scale of human emotions based on some work that Aristotle did with pairing of emotions. So I've elaborated on that, created the scale of human emotions, and that at each level of our emotions, there's an opposite end. So if we're being loving, the opposite end of that is hate, and we're either being loving or we're being hateful or somewhere in between. And so our destiny switch is how are we choosing to express our emotions and at what level? And we can choose to switch them on, we can choose to switch them off. It's one of our greatest gifts, it's one of the greatest choices that we have.
And why is it, Peggy, okay, you heard me talking about my little response. My listeners know who I am. You heard me talk about my response to some of the comments that were being made about the American Idol contestants. Why is it that we, knowing what we know about the vibration, or maybe we don't know about the vibration, is that why we would pick a negative response over something like love?
Yeah, I believe that one of the reasons why we pick a negative response is quite often it's just from sheer response. It's not a conscious thought. It's a subconscious reaction. So if somebody attacks us, I think a natural reaction to that is attack back or to be hurt or to feel angry. And so I don't think that we're not necessarily programmed that if somebody hurts us, that we just automatically have a response to with love. I think that's a wonderful state of being to be in, and it's a wonderful way to be. But we're not really trained that way. I think one of our great challenges is we've never really been trained on how do we handle our emotions, how do we become aware of them, and how do we switch to the positive side.
And so that's really the platform that we're looking at today, and that's what you address in your book, isn't it?
Yes, that is the exact reason why I wrote Your Destiny Switch. That's the reason why I created the physical device, which is a physical destiny switch, and that's the reason why I created the website, which supports it. And for that reason, that I think it's so important for us to understand what's the nature of our emotions, how do they play a role in what's showing up in our life, which emotions are creative, and which emotions are destructive.
Is there a place where... is there a place where what we're calling destructive emotions, is there a place where at some point in time they serve a purpose?
Yes, that's a great question, and I'm really glad you asked that one. And that was a really important part of the message that I wanted to include and is included in Your Destiny Switch. There may be an emotion that we feel that is at the lower end of a scale. I'll give you an example. Let's say the emotion of faith, which is a belief in things that are unseen. At the opposite end of that scale, we have... There are sort of four words that describe the bottom end of that scale. It could be worry, anxiousness, panic, or fear. Now, if we're feeling that emotion, let's say we're feeling the emotion of fear, that emotion can serve us. Perhaps there's a reason why we are feeling fearful. Maybe there is something we need to notice. Maybe there's something that we need to become aware of because we could be entering into a dangerous area. So in that particular case, I think it is important to acknowledge and recognize that some emotions that we're going to feel are going to serve us in a way.
And so how do we get to that place where we understand the gift in some of these emotions?
Well, I think it really starts with becoming aware.
Uh-huh.
I think that's where the whole thing comes from. And then most importantly is become aware of what our emotions are and what we're expressing. And even if they are at the lower level or the low end of the scale, to observe it, not judge it. I think when we start to judge our emotions, that is when it just becomes even more destructive. So let's observe what the emotions are, and let's remove the judgment. I'm talking about judgment of ourselves.
Yes, yes.
And so, like, I remember a time when my first marriage to Charles, it wasn't working. And when I started to realize that I was feeling worthless.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't deserve to have love, and I wasn't worthy of a loving relationship. And so what I did was, once I recognized that emotion was there, I started to whip myself, basically emotionally whip myself, saying, you dummy, you know, how foolish can you be? You should know this. You've been studying personal development. You've been teaching it for years, and here you are. You know, and that wasn't going to serve me, so I was judging myself. We need to remove the judgment of the emotions that we're feeling, regardless of where they appear on the scale.
You know what I love? Right at the beginning of the book, I mean, the whole book has really been so helpful for me, but right at the beginning, you come and you talk about, I think there are four epiphanies.
Yes.
That you mention in the book, and I think this is such a great conversation to have, given the way I started to show the show today, to talk about these epiphanies, because I think you could have written a book just on these epiphanies, by the way, because they're so powerful, not to mention, you know, the guide that you help us use in this book. Let's talk about these epiphanies, and let's talk about them, how they relate to what you're talking about the destiny switch.
Oh, be thrilled to. Let's start with the first one, which really came about when I was very young. I was 20 years old, and Bob Proctor was hired by the company I worked for to come in and give a motivational speech. And I was not into motivational speaking at the time. I was very negative, angry, insecure, unhappy woman, young woman. And so I just felt that everybody else and other situations had caused my misery, and I didn't realize just how that was impacting my life. So Bob Proctor was hired. He was brought in. He went on stage, and for some reason I ended up in the front row, and at that time I would never sit in the front row, but ended up in the front row, and he said something to me which was my eye-opening experience. It's my first epiphany, and he said the words, "You cannot escape from a prison unless you know you're in one."
Mm-hmm.
I was in an emotional prison.
Yes.
That I put myself in, locked the door, threw away the key, and stayed there. I chose to stay there and reconnect and re-express and feel those yucky, horrible feelings every single day. And it wasn't until I realized, oh, my goodness, the door's not locked. I have the key. Mm-hmm. I can get out of here. I don't have to stay in this dark place. And that I'm the one that's in control, that I can make the changes that I need to make.
What's so interesting about what you're talking about is that how a person, and I call them angels. I've had a few angels in my life, quite a few actually. How someone like Bob Proctor can show up in our lives at just about the right time, mm-hmm. and say something that registers in our psyche in a way that nothing else before it has. Isn't that incredible?
It is incredible. And I bless that experience. I bless that man. He's been a tremendous teacher for me, one of the best teachers in my life. And he still continues to support me. And he's just a wonderful giving, very congruent with his message. That was 28 years ago I met him. And he had already been speaking for 20 years. He's going to be 76, I think, or 70, no, 73 on his next birthday. And I mean, he's just getting revved up. He's flying all over the world.
Oh, I had no idea. But you know what? I know that age doesn't matter. I interviewed Art Linkletter on Tuesday morning.
Oh, fabulous.
97.
Incredible.
Incredible. And so what we do on this show, and this is contrary to popular belief. I talked about this morning in my interview with Dr. Gupta. And I said to him, I said, you know, the media really outlines what it thinks is a marketable segment. And I said, it is time now that we change the parameters, because in media, the parameters go from like 26 to 54. And so if we believe that we are going to be living, and I believe this, to 100, and we're going to follow in the tracks of Art Linkletter, then, boy, when are we going to step up and honor our elders who are wise, who are healthy, and who are helping change this planet? That's a question I'm going to leave you with as we go to break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the other epiphanies. We're going to be talking about some of the emotions, which ones have higher vibrations than others, how you can flip the switch. If you've got a question for Peggy right now, 1-800-930-2819. If you want some help, 1-800-930-2819. We're here to help you. We'll be right back with Peggy McCall.
Let go of past trauma, fears, and negative beliefs. Attract exactly what you want in life and release the energetic blocks and imbalances which are keeping you from living the life of your dreams. Internationally known master clairvoyant and intuitive guide Carrie O'Connor has the unique ability to read your energy field and, just like a tuning fork, raise your vibrational level so that you can attract what you truly desire in life. Visit CarrieO'Connor.com for more information and for interview dates on the Dr. Pat Show. That's CarrieO'Connor.com.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you are experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to meet your individual needs. Dream Clinic is located in the Ravenna neighborhood of Seattle and is open 7 days a week. To learn more or schedule an appointment, visit DreamClinic.com or call 206-267-0863. Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404. Did you know that your own stem cells are the foundation for your everyday health renewal? Did you realize that you continue to produce stem cells as an adult? Stem cells are a part of the body's defense and renewal system, along with the immune system and digestive tract. This system is responsible for the replacement of damaged cells, damaged cell systems, and is at the heart of the healthy body. Yet, it has been discovered that many people have a compromised ability to keep producing healthy stem cells and are suffering from the symptoms of premature aging. Just visit AdultStemCellNutrition.com and see what your own body can do for you.
Are you aware of the invisible forces behind your behaviors? We are, and we'd like to make them visible to you. One of the largest NLP training organizations in the world, says Dun & Bradstreet. The Empowerment Partnership is the industry gold standard in training for NLP, hypnosis, and the ancient Hawaiian spiritual system of Huna. Their students come from a wide-ranging background, including business, education, psychology, and spirituality. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick, and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit www.nlp.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
Get current weather, traffic, and news. Visit 1150kknw.com and stay informed with Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Make a new start. Let me get over you. The way you've gotten over me. Hey, set me free. Why don't you, baby? Yeah, my life. Why don't you, baby? You don't really love me. You just keep me hanging on.
Okay, there I am. American Idol. All right, Benny. You think we could go do the duet?
Not me.
Our listeners are like, okay, we're going to turn that down a bit. No, you're not, because you love when I sing. I know you do. I know you do. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. As a matter of fact, singing on air helped me get over a lifelong thing about the singing thing. Certainly a destiny switch for me. We have a fabulous guest today. I am so jazzed to have Peggy McCall on the show. The book is, I know why it's a best-selling book, and I knew it the minute that I got a copy of the book and I started to read it. It's just fabulous. And the emotions are something that we do not have a lot of experience about, but Peggy McCall does. As I said before, she is internationally recognized expert in the area of destiny achievement. And we're going to make sure you have the website, going to make sure you know how to get a copy of the book as well. Peggy, thank you again for joining the show today.
It's my pleasure to be here. I just love to serve. And, as you were saying that and introducing me, I was thinking, I could stay up all night and do this.
Well, that's the way I feel. I mean, I had to get up like at 4 o'clock this morning to come in here, but I was so jazzed to come in here and be able to speak with, this amazing individual, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. And even though we had like 19 minutes, they made it really clear. You show up in the present moment, don't you, Peggy?
Oh, it's so important to show up in the present moment, feeling that and showing up every moment that you possibly can, because at every moment of the day, of our waking day, we're creating. We are creative beings, and we're creating.
And that's what, all of us have the ability to do that. And so when you discovered the epiphanies, and I want to continue with these because I think these are great, but before we do, let's make sure we give out your website again.
Yes, please. It is www.destinyswitch.com. It's destinyswitch.com. And on the site, if people want to know what their dominant emotions are that they're expressing, or they want to test any emotion that they're feeling, it's all free. The utilities are there. It also gives tools for how to raise up the emotional level so you're feeling much better. And all of the tools are on destinyswitch.com.
Okay. I want to ask you about something. I keep jumping in here. But I want to ask you about something. I want to ask you about the emotions that show up when we don't feel good about the way we look.
Yes.
Yes. So. I I don't know where that question came from. I think it came from, again, it's this, I have to tell you, it's this brief 2 minutes that I had a station on my radio in the car that I don't normally have on, so I'm wondering if somebody pushed the button. But I had this station on, and in this short 2 minutes, I heard more information about how to put people down. And one of the comments was made that, again, one of the people, they had to go out and get a personal trainer for her to get her in shape. And it brought me to a conversation about how we look and about the shame and the guilt that we feel.
Mm-hmm. Well, those emotions that you just mentioned, shame and guilt, will not serve us in any way whatsoever. However, there can be one positive piece of it, one positive aspect, and that is that if we're feeling that emotion, it can be a driving force. It can be the thing that's going to inspire us to make some change. So if we do have those emotions show up in our lives, let's just say, okay, well, why is it there? What are we not feeling good about? What is it that's really bothering us? We have the choice. We have the option. We have the opportunity to change it. So let's make a decision to change it. So I'm not saying don't feel those emotions, ignore those emotions, put a lid on them. I'm just saying, okay, notice when they're there, then make a decision to do something about it. So if we're feeling some kind of shame or guilt or whatever, perhaps we're not looking as good as we'd like to look and we know that there's some things that we can be doing, then start to do them. Start to do them right now, in this minute. Make today a new day, a new beginning. I used to have this card that I had on my desk. This is many years ago, but it said something like, today is a day of new beginnings. So start the day fresh, anew. You've got that option. You've got that choice. And it said something along those lines, and I would read it, and it always reminded me that we can't do anything about the past. There's absolutely nothing we can do about it. What I do have a choice in, what I can change, modify, or improve upon is right now, this moment, and the future. So let's make some decisions right now to make the changes that we'd like to make, and to so that we're experiencing some things that we'd like to experience in the future.
You know, Peggy, one of the things that I'm really struck by is how you approach the book. The epiphany certainly for me opened a lot of doors, and really, and it's really interesting that you put them at the front of the book. And a lot of books that we get, they usually kind of spread them throughout the book.
Mm-hmm.
But you put them at the front of the book, and you must have a reason for that.
Well, and the reason really came from my agent, my wonderful agent, Kathy Hemming. And she has been in this book business for 32 years. And she runs her agency out of New York City. It's Level 5 Media. And Kathy had said to me that it was so important for me to really let people know what my journey was, where I came from, and why I came to write this book. Why is it that I believe our emotions play such an important role in our lives? And so she said to me, Peggy, you have to bleed from the page. And when she said those words, bleed from the page, I mean, you can just imagine what that must have felt like. It doesn't sound too attractive, right? And what she meant is just share people what your journey is, no matter how painful it was for you. Because even as I was working on the book, it brought back a lot of memories. I reconnected with those emotions. There were tears, and as I say it now, I can remember, because it was very painful. It was really, really emotionally painful for me. And so Kathy said, you know, you've got to just tell the truth with people. Let them know what your journey was, and so that you can help them as well, because people may be feeling the same sort of pain or a similar pain.
Don't you think that when we hear about either someone else's pain, but I think more importantly for me, especially in the show that I do, how we make it through the pain, and as a matter of fact, how that pain can be a point of advancement, not only in our spiritual journey, but in our life's achievement. I mean, everyone I've interviewed, including you, I've asked about some of the challenges mm-hmm. that you and others have overcome. And when I hear these stories, Jack Canfield, Mark Fisher, it doesn't matter, Yoko, it doesn't matter who I speak with, there is a common thread that helps us understand what it takes to really reach the next level. In your book, how would you describe what it takes for people to reach the next level?
Yeah, I really like people to know that it's not complicated, number one, and that the process is really quite simple. And I think what it takes to reach the next level is to simply become aware and make a choice and then to switch. So three very, very simple steps. One is just to notice, to observe, to become aware. What are you feeling? Two is to decide. I'm no longer going to feel this. I'm going to switch. I'm going to choose to feel something different, something more positive, something more impactful. And then three is to switch. So let's make some switches. It doesn't have to be major changes that are implemented in one's life. It doesn't take a lot of hours every single day to do it. We can create tools and use tools, I call them switching strategies, that we can implement in our life that don't necessarily add any more time to our day. And one of the ones that I use, which is the most powerful one that I have, is I've created a life script for my life. I've scripted for my life the way I choose for it to be. I recorded it with a lot of emotion, a lot of positive emotion and excitement and enthusiasm. I listen to it every day. I can listen to it while I'm working. I can listen to it while I'm driving my car. I can listen to it while I'm going to sleep at night. That doesn't take any more time during the day. And so making the switch in our lives can be something that's really, really easy to do. Sometimes people just don't know what to do. But I've given many, many different examples. People can choose. It's like a menu. Go to yourdestinyswitch.com. You can find a lot of them there. Or go into the book, Your Destiny Switch, and there'll be a lot of different strategies are in there. But the, really my message is that it's simple. We can make the three-step change in our lives, and we will experience positive results. There's no other way. The universe knows to respond than to reflect that which is being expressed from you.
Peggy, there is one of the epiphanies that I'm going to bring us back to, because I have a personal experience with it, and I love that you brought it up in the book. And it really sets the stage, but it also opens up a platform for such a wide range of emotions. And the one that I'm referring to is number four. To have it all, Benny, this is very interesting. To have it all, you have to be willing to give it all up. To have it all, you have to be willing to give it all up, Benny.
Oh, man, I don't know. Too much pressure. Come on.
Well, I'm telling you, this is really, I have had more conversations, Peggy, about this one. This one point with people that I talk with than anything, than, you know, probably any other conversation I've had about a book on the show. And so it's really, for me, important to really talk about that on the show today when we come back from the break, and also to talk about the range of emotions and how you help people work on that epiphany. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a fine line between knowing you can give it up and putting a negative vibration that gets in the way of actually setting the intention for your dream. That's the tricky part. And I'll talk more about what I mean when I come back. Let's take a short break, Benny. When we come back, Peggy McCall in the house. If you've got a comment or question, 1-800-930-2819. Giving out my cell phone number. 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to help you out here. We'll be right back after this short break with Peggy McCall.
Everybody else surrounded by the girls in the tank tops and the pretty clothes. I'm just sipping on camera.
Find out what's baffling the medical community. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn how a 76-year-old woman managed to look 25 years younger by drinking Ashitaba Green, the multifunctional organic whole plant food. What is Ashitaba Green? Why is it so widely used in Japan? How has it changed the lives of others? Meet organic Ashitaba grower Linda Hayano and find out how. Visit AshitabaGreen.com or AshitabaBeauty.com.
How do you start your day? Do you tell yourself what a great day it will be? What we say to ourselves inside our own head does matter. Quick start your day in 10 minutes with the CD of positive self-talk that will help you stay in balance all day long. The publisher of New Spirit Journal, Krista Gibson, gives you two unique 10-minute versions of positive self-talk, especially for the person who wants to approach their day in a more uplifted and spiritually based manner. To order, go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Embrace Your Day.
Contrary to popular belief, having a baby is not always a happy, glowing experience. Many women develop a variety of mood problems, most often depression. Thankfully, there are many options available to heal or prevent this debilitating condition. Dr. Shoshana Bennett is shining a light on postpartum depression right here on the Dr. Pat Show. So tune in and find out how to help someone you love. For more information about postpartum depression, visit postpartumdepressionhelp.com.
We are in a new age of discovery. In the past, science strived to understand physical matter. In the new age, science will strive to understand the energy that creates matter. In the past, all dietary supplements nourish the body. In the new age, dietary supplements will focus on the energy that creates your body.
The future is here. Learn about our natural monatomic minerals from Harmonic Enterprises. Move with us to the new age. Call us at 888-667-4300 or visit harmonicenterprises.com.
Is your soul searching for more? Are you ready for greater spiritual enlightenment? CMS, the College of Metaphysical Studies, is the planet's largest source of metaphysical and spiritual growth. CMS, the leader in the field of metaphysical studies, is dedicated to the service of humankind, offering distance learning courses and free resources. Follow your spiritual path and join the great adventure at cms.edu. That's cms.edu.
Has the pet food recall left you confused and concerned about what to feed your four-legged family members? Sam's Cats and Dogs, naturally, has you covered with expert advice and information about ingredients or how to supplement a fresh food diet to keep your furry friends healthy and happy. And all our foods are unconditionally guaranteed. Visit us at samscatsanddogs.com. That's samscatsanddogs.com. In Monroe, Washington, at 206 East Main.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, and we are doing equal time here, folks. So you're hearing a little bit of Melinda Doolittle, you're hearing a little bit of Blake, you're hearing a little bit of Jordan Sparks for everyone. Those are the three finalists on American Idol. And so we want to make sure it's like fair for everyone, because that's important as well. And I'm here with Peggy McCall. We're talking about her best-selling book, Your Destiny Switch, Master Your Key Emotions and Attract the Life of Your Dreams. We're going to give a copy of this book away right now to, let's just make it simple, Benny. Let's make it the first caller that calls in with a comment or a question. You have got a copy of this book from us. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. You don't have to come on air unless you want to, but just make sure you give Benny the question. All right. So I was talking, Peggy, about this idea of letting go. And knowing that we could let go, but not mess up the intention that we set in the universe. And so I asked you a question during the break. How did you hold that you wanted this book to be a best-selling book and at the same time be willing to let go of it all?
Well, I think that's a great way to really lead into this epiphany, which is to have it all. You have to be willing to give it all up. And so what that really means, and this was one that I really had to get my head around to understand when this epiphany had first presented itself to me. And what that means is that you don't have to give it all up. We're not saying give it all up or throw it all away or you know, pack your bags and move out from where you are or quit your day job. That's not at all. What we're saying is that the universe, the way that the universe responds is it will be a reflection of what you're feeling inside. Because we're creative beings, because we have that power, and because we have the ability to have faith, and faith is really a belief in something that is unseen, that we have no evidence of. We don't know how it's going to happen. We don't know exactly when it's going to happen. But when we can have a healthy attachment, what I mean by healthy is I had a goal to be a New York Times bestseller. And so for quite a while, I was reading affirmations with a lot of enthusiasm, with gratitude. I'd be listening to my life script that I am a New York Times bestselling author. I would have book covers around my home, and I'd have New York Times bestseller on the book cover that I had pasted there. Sometimes people would come in my home. Let's say, for example, my son's friends, they'd walk in the door, they'd see New York Times bestseller, and they'd go, "Wow, your mom's a New York Times bestseller." And this is before it actually happened. So I had a belief, a faith in something that I had no physical evidence of. But I knew that if I was going to have it, I had to be willing to give it all up, meaning that I know I'm creative, I can create it, and that I can have faith in the universe, and that I can trust in the universe that it's going to show up. If it doesn't show up, that's okay too, because there's perfection in everything. So if it didn't show up, that would be fine. That would be perfectly fine. So I think when we when we make a statement or some kind of claim that something has to be the way that we want it to be, and we are like the dog with a bone. And I think it's important to be a dog with a bone, by the way. I wrote my third book all about that. But if we're a dog with a bone that's just growling and biting other people, that's not healthy. That's an unhealthy attachment. But when we have faith, when we can relax, when we know, when we have a knowingness that this is going to reveal itself in the proper time, when we see it, we feel it, we give gratitude for it, it will show up. So we can have it all and be willing to give it all up, because if we did give it all up, we can create it again. We're creative beings. So even if someone came today and for whatever reason I lost my home, lost my business, and lost my health, I can build that back again. I've done it before. I can do it again. And even if I hadn't done it before, I know I can build a successful business. And I know I could get the house of my dreams, because we've got that ability. It's not something that's reserved for a select few. It's available to everyone.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Peggy. You know, one of the things that I so love about the book is each particular section, each time we move through a different part of the book, you remind us of the different emotions, but more importantly, you remind us of those emotions relative to how we go about achieving our goals. As a matter of fact, I think there's a section in the book that talks about discovering the four key emotions, and I think there's an exercise in the book. And so we ask questions like, how would abundance help me achieve my goal?
Mm-hmm.
How would courage help me achieve my goal? And so if we actually take these questions and we play them out, is it true that what we'll be able to do is outline a plan for achieving and getting that which we desire in this life?
Yes, yes, you're absolutely right. And you really touched on two important things. One is that there's no right or wrong answer with which emotions you should focus on. So I say master your key emotions, and chapter 9 is which key emotions are they? It's four key emotions. So which four key? It's whatever is right for you. It's whatever you feel you need to express. But at the same time, when we start to focus on that which we desire, we start to really feel that we already have it, then we'll start to have the phone ring or emails land in our inbox or letters arrive or someone show up at your door. And then all of a sudden these ideas and answers are revealed to us. And there was a lady that I've been working with. We do one-on-one mentoring together. And she was really not unfocused. When I met her, she was not focused on what she wanted. I said, okay, let's get focused on how you're going to do this. She goes, well, I don't know how. And I said, you don't have to focus on the exact details of how, just what it would it feel like when you're already there. And so I had to work with her on helping her shift to more positive emotions. And then ideas started to come to her, and she called me up. She says, you know what, I just implemented this idea this week, and this is what happened. And so her team had doubled, had more than doubled in a matter of a few days. I said, where did that come from? And she said, it just came to me. It just popped in my head. And those are the type of things that can happen.
This is not just for the handful of people. We're talking about actually creating this energy and vibration for all people.
Yes, it is, because our emotions also will influence and affect others. Just like yours, Dr. Pat, when you started the show and you and Benny, you've got so much fun and vitality and you're enthusiastic, and that's contagious. And so you're impacting others. There's a lot of people listening to you right now, so you're having a positive impact on the lives of others.
As we take the message of the book out and we really look at what it's going to be like to flip the switch, what are some of the things we should be mindful of? What are some of the potholes, so to speak, to look out for?
Well, I think one of the things that's very valuable that I think can make an incredible difference in someone's life right now is to just feel grateful. Just appreciate, not just, I shouldn't say just, let's remove that word.
All right.
To simply feel grateful, to appreciate things, and even if there are things in your life that may be not the way you'd like them to be, there's something about it that you can look at and you can appreciate for it. So the woman that I mentioned, we started working together, and our first meeting, she was complaining about people in her organization. I said, what do you appreciate about them? What are you grateful for? And she was like looking at me like she didn't even want to answer the question. I said, tell me what's great about it. And I just started throwing questions back at her to change what she was focusing on. So I know from experience, I know that every single day when I'm being grateful, when I'm expressing appreciation, that illuminates my own lights. that causes me to feel so much better. That causes me to vibrate at a different level, and it impacts others. When we do that, when we make that difference in our lives, we will positively impact others. So gratitude and appreciation, I think, are two of the most important emotions. They're really on the same scale. So I'll call it one important emotion that can make a very positive difference in someone's life.
Well, thank you, Peggy. Again, I can't believe how quickly time just flies. And I want to thank you so much for joining me on air again and for helping us take this very inspiring conversation out, because this year truly is about action, isn't it?
It sure is. And we can make the difference. So let's all get involved. Let's do something just like you're doing, Dr. Pat. You're doing some great work. I so appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Peggy. And for those of you that want to find out more about the book and more about some of the opportunities to work with Peggy, let's give out your website one more time.
Yes, it is www.destinyswitch.com.
All right, Peggy, thank you so much. Oh, what a great show. We're getting ready to hop into our next hour with Dr. Nooshin Darvish. We're going to be talking about Lyme's disease, what it is, what it's not, and what is going on with it. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back after this short break with the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By.